Listen, there's a great work to be done. As soon as you win this court battle, you must deliver this message. Take advantage of this opportunity and declare a powerful message to this world. He expects more of us. He believes we can do more. Who's going to stop Christ? Who's going to stop Christ from getting this work done?
This is Behind the Work.
Welcome to Behind the Work. I'm your host, Grant Turgeon. We're broadcasting to you live this morning from the Herbert W. Armstrong College campus here in Edmond, Oklahoma. And it's a pretty exciting time in the work. It was a really busy weekend here at headquarters. There was a baptism and a wedding and also a concert. It was the seventh concert of the Armstrong International Cultural Foundation concert series for 2018 and 2019. It was performed by the Shanghai Opera Symphony Orchestra. They performed, I believe, a symphony in the first half and then a piano concerto in the second half. Just outstanding. My wife and I had seats in the front and center row of the balcony, and it was just a really great view looking down and being able to see, I think it was 74 people up on stage at one point. Then they removed a few of the percussion musicians and added another musician. So I think I lost count of how many were up there after a while. Just a really outstanding performance, though. The pianist just had lightning fast hands. His hands were just hopping all over the keys, almost faster than I could keep up with my eyes. Just a great concert last night. So a busy weekend. Obviously, a lot of you probably know about the online appearance campaign, the first time that thetrumpet.com has ever hosted a live stream event like that. Mr. Stephen Fleury, the Trumpet Daily Radio Show host, also hosted that live stream yesterday at 10 a.m. Central Time. And Mr. Andrew Loker right now, the church treasurer, is over at Edstone. He delivered the Trumpet Daily Radio Show this morning. And he gave a lot of great details about the work, especially in the first about 10 and a half minutes. So whenever you get the chance, I would encourage you to go back and listen to that podcast. You can listen to it at kpcg.fm or at thetrumpet.com or on whatever podcast service you prefer. He had a lot of great stats there, and he mentioned as well that there were about 1,000 different unique listeners tuning into that live stream on thetrumpet.com yesterday. And like he pointed out, it's obviously going to be a lot more than 1,000 people when you consider that a lot of those individual computers logged in probably have multiple people gathered around to watch. He briefly mentioned as well that there was an issue with the PCG Gulfstream 450 aircraft yesterday when Pastor General Gerald Fleury and a few other members of his crew were trying to fly over to Jerusalem from England. The plane was having some issues, and so we actually got some firsthand audio, a firsthand account from my sister, Paris Turgeon, and my mother, Mrs. Laura Turgeon. They are both on that trip, and they were able to provide some audio for us telling their account of the story. So here you go. Play clip one.
I was on the plane, and they had, basically, it's like, it was the starter engine, which is like what a car has, like a plane has one too, which needs to kickstart the engines. So the starter wasn't working, and so they were like beating on it with a broom, basically, and then trying to get it to work. And the first time, they couldn't get it to respond at all. And then the second time they got it, it was like 1-2%, it powered up. And then the third time it was like, I think it got up to 5%, and then the fourth time it got up to 5% again. And then I asked Scott, I was like, well, I'm like, are you guys gonna just keep trying to see if it'll go all the way up to 100% so the engines will start? Then he was like, well, he's like, we don't really wanna keep trying because if we keep trying to start it, it could cause other issues elsewhere in the plane. So I asked Scott, I was like, do you think that that you guys can just keep doing it. And then he was like, well, we don't want to do it. And I was like, well, what if my grandpa asks you guys to start it again? Like, what would you do? And he's like, well, we wouldn't advise it because it could cause more damage. And I'm like, but what if he tells you to? And he's like, well, it's his plane, so we do what he says. So then when they got here, I told Uncle Steven, I was like, they don't want to try it again, but they did say that if Grandpa told them to try it again, that they would have to do it because it's his call. So then, Grandpa asked him if they would do it again, and Grandpa goes up to the cockpit with Scott, and Scott's explaining it, and it was so cool because like the power was off. The plane was, we were in the dark, like in pitch dark. Me and Panay and Chris were standing in the galley, and then everyone else was in the cabin. And Grandpa and Uncle Steven were up front in the cockpit, and then Scott's explaining it. And so James is in the back hitting on the starter with a broom, and Scott's in the front explaining to Grandpa. He's like, okay, we're at 1%, 2%, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then when he got to 10, he was like, okay, we're at 10%. And he's like, all right, 12%, all right, back to 10. And he kept saying 10, 10. And then it got really quiet, and he stopped counting out loud. And then the next thing you know, like after a long pause, you hear like the rush of the motors turning on, and then all of a sudden all the power kicked on, and then we all started cheering, and so it was really exciting. Anyways, that's the story.
Yeah, it was truly a miracle. Dad was standing in the cockpit behind the pilots watching it happen, and we could hear it in the back. And then I think Scott said after the fact that Dad had the magic touch.
So again, that was my sister Paris Turgeon, my mother Mrs. Laura Turgeon. They're both over in Jerusalem right now. And just this morning, Mr. Gerald Fleury, Mr. Stephen Fleury, UK Europe Regional Director Brad McDonald, I believe Brent Noctegal as well, possibly Christopher Eames, all met with Dr. Alat Mazar, and hopefully we can give you some more details about that meeting that just took place a few hours ago on some upcoming episodes of Behind the Work. So really exciting again to hear about the plane basically coming back from the brink of extinction. It's happened a few times where maybe the pilots would advise one way and Mr. Fleury tells them that actually we already have an objective in mind and we're going to pursue that objective to the very end. So thankfully that's what happened. And I've said it before on another episode of this show that he is very persistent, especially when he has prayed about an issue and really thought a lot about it and made up his mind. That's exactly what's going to happen. And that's really a great example for all of us, I believe, of living faith, just to follow through on a plan once you're sure that God is backing it. And thankfully the plan worked, or else they wouldn't have been able to have that meeting with Dr. Mazar this morning. Well, some other news here in the work. It's pretty exciting news from Australia and New Zealand. There are now 7,000 businesses in Australia and New Zealand that have subscriptions to the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine. Pretty incredible. It seems like any business waiting room that you walk into now in Australia and New Zealand is probably going to have the Trumpet Magazine. Also, there have been 50 subscription cards of people in those waiting rooms filling out those cards for their own personal subscription so far. And that's just been since the program began in June 2018. Great news there. The Southeast United States has been having a number of fundraising activities. They do a lot of concessions work at different car racing events and football games and other activities like that. And they recently just sent the church headquarters a check of more than $13,000. Mr. Andrew Loker said, "The church is really benefiting from the sacrifice of the brethren's time through these special activities. A special thank you to all those who are able to give in this way and for all the prayers of support. During the months of January and February, these donations are of great importance and keep everything moving along smoothly." We mentioned on the last episode how there was a hardware failure here on campus, and a lot of the electrical systems The network shut down. Thankfully, that's completely resolved as well. Information Services has redesigned PCOG.org, and you've probably also noticed that the trumpet.com looks very different too. So just two sleek, almost brand new websites now. Really, really impressive layout, and just easy to find everything, I think, on these new layouts. All right. I just want to end today by encouraging you to go find this article. It's titled Just What Is the Work? Mr. Herbert W. Armstrong, the late educator and theologian, wrote this in the Good News magazine from April 1981. You can find this at thetrumpet.com in the reprint articles section. And in it, it's just a three-page article. Mr. Armstrong just talks about the church for the last 2,000 years and how God organized it and how God works through one man, and he has a government structure, and there is a purpose to the work. It's got a two-pronged commission. Just a lot of really great information, especially for you listeners who might be new to the work of the Philadelphia Church of God and maybe have some questions about what the purpose of the work is. Mr. Armstrong is the forerunner to the work of the PCG today, and so you can get a great idea of exactly what God is doing through his church by reading this article. It's titled Just What Is the Work? And it's from the Good News magazine of April 1981. Again, you can find that in the reprint articles section at thetrumpet.com. I'll just read you a little quote from the end of the article here to try to get you interested in it. Mr. Armstrong's talking, obviously, about the 2,000-year history of the church, and he says here, "All this time, it was the work of Jesus Christ, through his chosen apostle, carrying on the church's operations, fulfilling the dual spiritual purposes for the church. One, proclaiming to the world, as for a witness, the good news of the coming kingdom of God. And two, feeding the flock, preparing those God called in righteous spiritual character to become the bride of Christ, to sit with him in his throne, and under him to rule the nations. The work consists of proclaiming the gospel by radio, by television, in print, booklets, books, the plain truth, messages in advertising space, in magazines and newspapers, the Ambassador College Bible Correspondence Course. Today we could add the internet. That's a huge way that we do the work now. Mr. Armstrong continues, "This is a spiritual work. Broadcasting, both radio and TV, is done by the apostle. Most booklets and books are written by the apostle. The personal, most read, usually the lead article, and often other articles are by the apostle. Other articles are by staff writers trained in Ambassador College, as were all ministers. The Ambassador College Bible Correspondence Course, with thousands studying it, is all the teaching of the apostle. In this gospel-proclaiming area is the mail processing center, where hundreds of thousands, even millions of letters are received from listeners, viewers, and readers. This center includes ordained ministers trained by the apostle who answer letters asking biblical questions and seeking spiritual counsel. In the area of feeding the flock, first is Ambassador College, educating and training men for the ministry and others for various positions in the work. The teaching is that of Christ's apostle, who is president and chancellor of the college. The ministry, consisting of hundreds of ordained ministers teaching as the apostle taught them in local churches worldwide. Serving them for the apostle is the ministerial services department. Also under the apostle and cooperating with ministerial services is the festival office, planning and arranging the annual Feast of Tabernacles attended in many festival sites around the entire world. Feeding the flock in print is the Good News monthly, and the Worldwide News, a tabloid semi-monthly, besides the Pastor General's report weekly to the ministry." And if you have any familiarity with God's work in the Philadelphia Church of God today, you will probably notice that there's a direct type of every one of these areas that he mentioned right here in God's work today. And that's a great sign of where God is working today and how this work has truly raised up the ruins and done something absolutely spectacular and impossible if it's just on the human level. It had to have been done by God through a human instrument and all those supporting him. So that is all we're going to get into for today. Again, I'd encourage you to go back and read this article, Just What is the Work, and listen to especially the first 10 and a half minutes of the Trumpet Daily Radio show from this morning to get a whole lot more updates and statistics on the work. I didn't want to say all those all over again when it's already there on the radio. So until next time, I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Behind the Work.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for a new episode each Monday at 11:30 a.m. Central Time.